Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. We're talking risk management and more with Randy in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Still sharing some of those conversations we had at the Cattle Industry Convention in Houston. Our report's being brought to you by Performance Beef, easy-to-use cattle management software. Join us again, Randy Block, Cattle Facts. We're starting this part of the conversation regarding risk management tools.
There are a lot of tools. You know, we have the traditional tools that we think about with futures and options, but LRP is improved significantly. More and more people using those tools. We've got rainfall insurance that has been key for so many people in these drought areas to help offset some of the cost of $300 hay.
Right.
I mean, all of these things can really help. These tools are there for a reason. I would encourage more and more of the producers to look at ways that they can use these tools to take some of the price shock out of their business. So we look at the future of the industry, it's still going to, we can't forecast these black swans. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of us know how many of them we had now in the last 5 or 6 years. So we've got to continue to move forward with being better business people. And I really think we've got a bright future. The consumers love our product. This product we're putting out, this high quality choice, certified Angus beef and prime product, consumers voting with their pocketbook, and they love it. They love it, and our producers, they really should be thrilled with the signal that has been sent back to them.
You mentioned the D word a couple of times, drought. Is that one of our wild cards for 2022, you think?
It's definitely a wild card because, Ron, again, as we talked, the last thing we want to see is the markets get where we end up washing a lot more cows out, and then we blow the tops off these markets at an extreme level like it happened in 2014.
Right.
I mean, that wasn't healthy to see the market go up that much, because that way we priced ourselves completely out of the market. We were losing market share through that time period because of that. That's not what we want. I mean, markets are going to go up, but we don't want it to go up because, again, we have to kill an extra million or a million and a half head of beef cows. So drought is key.
One last question as far as, when we think about the industry as a whole, we've got folks that are very much the detractors that are out there, the anti-animal production agriculture folks. Any thoughts on how we need to be, you know, taking care of our business, but also making sure that we stay engaged to communicate back to the folks that are interested?
Well, I mean, I guess as we look back at the history of our industry, we've always had some detractors out there, and you go through some of these things. You've got the alternative proteins, the fake meats, whatever we want to call it. You got that kind of thing out there. But again, the data clearly tells me if we continue to do what we need to do as an industry, we produce the safest, most wholesome, tasty eating experience for our consumers, U.S. and globally, we have a bright future. The thing, though, I would add on to that as we look forward is this environmental issue with sustainability, carbon neutrality, whatever we want to call methane. I know this is stuff that many producers really don't want to have to deal with, but I think it's essential that we do learn more and more about this and we figure out how we can be a part of the solution. I think we've got a great, great story to tell, and we can be part of the solution on far as being able to sequester more carbon in our grasslands and our forest lands, et cetera. That to me is key, that we don't drop the ball on that topic over the next 5 to 10 years.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 10th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 29,300 head to sell, 11,500 feeder steers, 7,600 feeder heifers, 8,600 weaned calves as well. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call, 800-422-2117. And that's your beef buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.